This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know that God longs for worshipers, not executive assistants. What I mean by this is that sometimes you have to overcome the need to save everyone else so that you can fully embrace the plans God has for you. And we do this when we learn how to detach with love, trusting that God will ultimately handle matters. I learned this principle several years ago and subsequently captured it in my book, Blues to Blessings. Here's an excerpt. Sometimes a loved one's issues will spill over into your life. Your wish is that the situation would go away as quickly as it came. Meanwhile, your loved one awaits your next move because they're accustomed to you being the glue that always keeps things together. Your back is against the wall. You dread being pulled into a situation you didn't ask for, but you also feel it's your duty to save the day for those you love. You reason, if not me, then who? You ordain yourself as the one who knows what's best for everyone, and you proceed to take matters into your own hands. You have just moved into the realm of attempting to play God. And what I've learned is that God longs for worshipers, not executive assistants. You may find that your role is not to serve as the glue this time, but to do something new, like to detach with love and sometimes let things fall apart because it is in the tearing down of things that it is also in the building up of new things. Tune into the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I offer some tips on overcoming the need to save everyone, which aired on NBC's Morning Blend show. But before you do, remember these words, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. Romans 8:28. So today, worship, no need to assist.